The Texas Tribune reported, as the 85th legislature draws to a close, hopes have been extinguished for major legislation that would have reversed the impact of two court decisions that limit open records access for Texans. In 2015, two Texas Supreme Court decisions limited the availability of public records when the government engages outside parties. Don't blame the court, folks. It simply ruled based on the sloppy wording of the law, and that's what it should do. Rule on what the law says, not what someone now claims it meant. Well, not only did these fix-it bills die in the session, so did the more important so-called ethics reform bills, which were stopped in the House by the Strauss leadership team. Or I should say, the ones that clamped down on some of the most common abuses were stopped. The Austin American-Statesman published a piece headlined, "Bills Aimed at Restricting Lobbyists Die in Texas House," in which it detailed just how close the speaker is to the lobby. Calling the House a boot camp for the lobby, the paper pointed out that Speaker Joe Strauss' chief of staff, Patricia Shipton, is a former lobbyist, and his previous chief of staff, Jesse and Sarah Jr., is a current lobbyist. Five Strauss-appointed House committee leaders who retired after the last session are now lobbying their former colleagues and have earned $775,000 to $1.7 million from clients just in the first 4 months of this year's session. That's why ethics reform bills died in the House. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.